This following program, featuring the SF Jazz Collective, SF as in San Francisco, is a rebroadcast from October 2005. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and this is Jazz Set. Saxophonist Joshua Redman is artistic director and spokesman for the SF Jazz Collective, a truly cooperative project. For this, their second season, the repertoire includes newly commissioned pieces from inside the band, plus music by John Coltrane. To open, here's Coltrane's Moment's Notice, arranged by Gil Goldstein, for the SF Jazz Collective, right here on Jazz Set.
Thank you very much. How about it for Isaac Smith? Isaac Smith at the trombone. Isaac Smith. Nicholas Payton. Nicholas Payton at the trumpet. Rini Rosnes at the piano. Rini Rosnes. Miguel Zanon at the alto saxophone. Miguel Zanon. And Mr. Bobby Hutcherson at the vibes. Thank you all very, very much. Great pleasure to be here. This is the most soulful symphony hall in the world, I gotta tell you guys. I always say that when I come here and people think I'm fronting, like I'm just trying to pander to the audience, but it's really true. It's a very warm vibe in here. I don't know if it's the cold out there or the, you know, wine you all be drinking before you come in here, but whatever it is, we really appreciate being here. I'd like to continue by playing my original composition. This one is a song about optimism in its many forms, right? Y'all are the top dogs, you don't need to be optimistic. This one is called Half Full. Thank you.
Thank you.
Renee Rosnes. Renee Rosnes. Matt Penman. Matt Penman.
Joshua Redman, on stage at the Chicago Symphony Center. The Collective opened this jazz set with Moment's Notice, a Coltrane tune from the late 1950s that's somewhat deceiving in its simplicity.
You know, it's such a pretty melody, such an upbeat and optimistic song. You all probably don't realize how hard it is to play. It has, you know, you hear the tune and you hear like the light melody and the upbeatness of it and the optimism of it. You don't realize that actually it's like navigating this really torturous obstacle course, trying to get through it. The first time I played it at a jam session, and I made it through about 4 bars, and then that was it. I was done. I pretended like I was looking for a reed or something. Waddled to the back of the bandstand.
In a moment, Joshua Redman has more Coltrane and original music for us from the SF Jazz Collective on stage at Orchestra Hall in the Chicago Symphony Center. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, and this is Jazz Set. Individually, the SF Jazz Collective is Nicholas Payton on trumpet, Miguel Zinon playing alto, Isaac Smith trombone, vibraphonist Bobby Hutcherson, Renee Rosnes on piano, Matt Penman bass, with Eric Harlan on drums. The ninth member of the octet is arranger Gil Goldstein. Tenor saxophonist Joshua Redman is the leader.
Thanks very much. We'd like to chill out a little bit, play one of John Coltrane's most lyrical compositions. This is one that he wrote for a woman who was his first wife, and even after they separated, she remained a very, very close friend and confidant of his. This one features the great Bobby Hutcherson. It's called Naima.
Thank you.
Bobby Hutcherson. We're going to continue by playing Miguel Zanon's composition. It's entitled Two and Two. Thank you. Eric Harlan. Nicholas Payton.
Saxophonist Miguel Zenon composed the challenging Two and Two, preceded by Gil Goldstein's haunting arrangement for the SF Jazz Collective of Naima by John Coltrane on Jazz Set from NPR. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater.
Jazz Set receives support from an award from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. And the members of WBGO Jazz 88 in Newark, New Jersey, and WBGO.org.
This collective is the ensemble in residence at SF Jazz, which presents over 200 concerts a year in the Bay Area. These eight musicians playing modern music prove that jazz is a living, ever-changing, ever-developing art. And must-hear radio.
We're going to play one more song for you. This one is written by Eric Harlan, and it's called Development. Nicholas Payton, Miguel Zanon, Eric Horland, Matt Penman, Reedy Rosnes, Isaac Smith, I'm Joshua Redman, Bobby Hutcherson. Thank you very, very much. It's been a great, great pleasure. Thanks so much.
Everyone in the band composes for the SF Jazz Collective. The collective wraps up in Chicago with Eric Harlan's development. We thank Randall Klein and Laura Evans of SF Jazz in San Francisco. Thanks to director Jim Fahey for inviting us to the Chicago Symphony Center. The recording engineer is Chris Willis. Our writer is Brian Sanders. Technical director, Duke Marcos. Recording engineer, Ginger Bruner at KUNV Las Vegas. Becca Pulliam produces Jazz Set with executive producer Thurston Briscoe III of Jazz 88, WBGO in Newark, New Jersey. Watch our website, jazzset.npr.org, for news about the 2008 SF Jazz Collective Concert coming to Jazz Set later in the year. That's jazzset.npr.org. Right. Now, here's a sample. Us from music like this. I'm Dee Dee Bridgewater, back next time.